Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Saturday evening, our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we are here for you. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we can help you there too. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Elaine Teller and Karen Lyerly. I'm sorry, Elaine Lyerly and Karen Teller at the bottom of the hour. They're brand experts, and they have an interesting take on outrageous things men say in the workplace. I know it's a little bit off topic, off brand maybe, but I thought it was such a fascinating idea with our woke culture. A lot of men don't know what to say to women or how to deal with women in the workplace. Elaine Lyerly and Karen Teller have a very interesting take on outrageous things men say to women in the workplace. We'll talk to Karen and Elaine at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products up on the site, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got the longevity products and a Join the Team button that you can hit on my blog, pharmacistben.com, as well as our news stories and blog posts and videos, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Elaine Lyerly and Karen Teller will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. And I want to continue talking about one of my all-time favorite things to talk about in the world of health and nutrition, and that's electricity, bioelectricity, or specifically, bioelectricity in the form of water, structured water, magic water, the fourth type of water in addition to the liquid water we all know about and the steam water or vapor, gas water, and the solid water called ice that most people learn about in elementary school. Ice, steam, and liquid water. Those are the three types of water. But over the last maybe 30 or 40 years, we've discovered there is a fourth type of water. It's structured, and I call it magic because of its amazing biochemical, biological, and yes, bioelectrical properties. Structured water is amazing stuff. Now, water itself is pretty amazing, and we probably take water for granted to a degree that makes us not really appreciate its very strange and anomalous and
bizarre nature. That's true. While water makes up the vast majority of our reality, of our world, of our body, of our biology, of our environment, from a biochemical and from a chemical perspective, from a biological perspective, we still do not understand water. We don't understand how water works, except for from a very rudimentary standpoint. I'm talking about the highest-tech biologists are learning more and more about this very simple H2O molecule every day. There's a biochemist named Mei Wan Ho who wrote a book called Living Rainbow Water, Living Rainbow H2O. Mei Wan Ho passed away recently, but she's probably my favorite biochemist. I don't know if she'd say she's a biochemist. She's a bioelectrical chemist. She's a physical biochemist. I don't even know what that term is. Mei Wan Ho and Albert St. Georgi. Those are my two biological or biochemical heroes. Mei Wan Ho, she's written a couple really fascinating books, The Rainbow and the Worm, which I've talked about before, and Living Rainbow Water. Water, this little tiny molecule made up of three little atoms, two pieces of hydrogen, which is the simplest atom in the universe, and one part of the incredibly powerful atom oxygen. Hydrogen makes up most of the universe. 90% of all of the atoms in the universe are hydrogen, and the other 10% come from hydrogen. Hydrogen is the canvas upon which all of reality, all of our visible universe is written on, or is drawn on. And when you stick a little piece of oxygen to that hydrogen, boom, magic happens. Voila, you get water. Most people know that they should be drinking a lot of water, drinking more water, and it's true that most human beings, especially as we age, are dehydrated, and this accounts for a lot of health issues. Water is the essence of life. Leonardo da Vinci said, water is the driving force of all nature. And if we think about it for a second, that seems pretty obvious. Not only is life mostly water, but even our civilization is born or was born around water. From the very beginnings of history, culture and cities and economies were dependent on water. The United States has become the greatest, most powerful country in the history of the planet, the most economically developed country in the history of planet Earth because of water. While economic crises and wars and terrible political systems that enslave people are endemic all over the world, the United States has remained relatively stable, all things considered, relatively economically prosperous, all things considered, and protected from wars, largely because of our water, because of our lakes, because of our rivers, because of our streams, and of course because of the two huge bodies of water called the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean that protect us or give us boundaries on either side. We're protected by our water. We thrive because of our water. Our river system is the most incredible river system on the planet, and this is what accounts for our economic wealth. And from a biological perspective, as Albert St. Georgi said, the greatest biochemist who ever lived, and as I said, my personal scientific hero, the father of what is called bioelectronics, he said almost a century ago, life is water dancing to the tune of molecules. And he was exactly correct. It's this interaction between water and molecules that makes life. Life is various molecules plus water. It's the interaction between water and molecules that makes things alive. And it's the interaction between water and molecules that makes us healthy. It's not just the water. It's the interaction between the water and the stuff that makes us healthy. And as we age, we dehydrate. Aging is a dehydration issue. Youthfulness is about hydration. That plump look that your little five-year-old has and what makes you want to pinch his cheeks is hydration. When our joints move effectively, that's hydration. When our biochemistry works correctly, that's hydration. When our genetics are effectively turning the DNA into proteins, that's hydration. And by the way, that doesn't mean that all you have to do is drink water to be healthy. Although, it certainly helps. Being thirsty is not an indicator, or it's not enough of an indicator, that you need to be drinking. By the time you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So you want to drink before you get thirsty. Thirst means you're already starting to dehydrate. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010. Karen Teller, Elaine Lyerly, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you need help with a health challenge or have a loved one or friend who needs help with a health challenge, that's why we're here on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Karen Teller and Elaine Lyerly at the bottom of the hour, Outrageous Things Men Say in the Workplace, and get your calls here. We have calls in the segment, 844-236-6010. So, I have got lots to say about water. We'll talk about water here for the next few days because, really, we don't collectively, present company excluded perhaps, we don't really talk enough about water. We don't really even understand water. To this day, we don't understand how water works. There's something called water anomalies. There's over 40 different water anomalies, weird things about water that scientists cannot figure out. Ice, for example, floats. That's kind of a weird thing. Usually when material gets denser, it sinks, but ice floats. That's just one of the weird things about water. Water is the universal solvent, they say, and that's because it has an ability to dissolve all kinds of things. The water in our body, by the way, contains the same kind of solutes, substances that are dissolved in water that the ocean has. Our minerals in our body are very similar to the minerals in the ocean. That's because we came from the ocean. We came from water. There's a theory of evolution called the aquatic ape theory, which says all of life came from the ocean. Probably our biggest misunderstanding about water is around this miraculous form that water takes called organized or structured water. Water organizes itself under serious conditions, unique conditions, under life conditions, or under unusual conditions, water will organize itself. Ice is a form of organized water. Snowflakes are organized water. If you looked at a snowflake, and sure, most of us have seen a snowflake, that's like the most incredible work of art, a snowflake. It's so beautiful and symmetrical. What is it that accounts for that beauty and that symmetry of a snowflake? That's an example of the magic of water. A snowflake is an example of the magic of water. How water can organize itself into these unbelievably beautiful shapes that are so symmetrical and organized, just pure beauty, and every snowflake is different. Isn't that a miracle? That is an example of what water can do. And when water does that in the body, not in a frozen way, but in a liquid way, that's where the magic happens. That's what magic water is, in essence. It's liquid snowflakes. It may liquid, magic, structured, easy, hexagonal, there's all these different terms for this kind of water. It's like a snowflake, but it's liquid. So it has the same kind of structure that a snowflake has, but it flows. Wherever you have flow, you have energy. Snowflake doesn't have that kind of energy because it's frozen. Ice doesn't have that kind of energy. The energy's sort of trapped. But when something's flowing, it's releasing energy. Can you imagine a snowflake that flows, except millions, trillions, billions, quadrillions, zillions of snowflakes that are flowing and maintaining that structure? That's what magical water is. I call it magical water because I think it's miraculous. I said earlier that how, you know, you can't just drink water to be healthy, but it helps. Because in the body, under certain conditions, that water can be structured. It can be turned into a liquid snowflake. I've called it a liquid crystal. Snowflake's a crystal. Magic water, structured water, easy water, hexagonal water, blah, whatever term you want to use, is snowflake water. And by incorporating water and allowing the body to snowflake it, I hope that makes sense the way I'm saying that. All kinds of health issues, from obesity to chronic pain to chronic fatigue to depression to heart disease to blood flow. By the way, just this week, I was reading how now doctors are saying that there may be a problem with aspirin for blood flow. Well, guess what? Structured water, that's how blood flows. Structured water allows blood to move, except the structured water is in the plasma, it's in the blood. So this idea that water is not all the same is what accounts for our ignorance around this incredible stuff called H2O. Hexagonal or structured or easy water is organized in sheets made up of snowflake-like crystals. Just picture six pieces of water, like a snowflake. If you look at a snowflake, it's got six pieces. It's a hexagon. Just picture these six pieces of water, totally symmetrical, making up a layer of sheets. Hexagonal water comes in sheets. And that allows it to conduct electrical energy and to store electrical energy in a way that ordinary water or ordinary substances cannot do. Hexagonal water is formed as millions, billions, trillions, zillions, septillions, femtillions, whatever illions you want to say, of water molecules joined to form these long sheets that are essentially snowflakes, except countless numbers of snowflakes. Temperature obviously causes these hexagonal shapes to form. That's what a snowflake is. That's what ice is. If you looked at ice under a microscope, ice would be the same thing. It would have these crystals. But ice and snow are frozen. They don't have biological properties. Ice is not conducive to life. You don't want your blood to turn to ice. But there are other forces that will allow water to form snowflake-like structures that aren't temperature. See, temperature will cause a snowflake-like substance to form, but it freezes things. It's not conducive to life, but there's other things that will make snowflakes out of water and allow the water to maintain its fluidity. Magnetism does it. Electricity does it. Vortexes or movement does it. And this is what allows biological water to form and to support life. There's a guy named Victor Schauberger who was I don't remember what kind of scientist he was, but he studied water. He wrote all these books on living water, and he studied spring water, and he noticed that spring water is a different type of water because the action, the movement action of springs allows the minerals the ions, not really minerals, but the little atoms, to form seeds that around which water can structure itself. Electrolytes, that is atoms, like calcium and magnesium and such, when they're in water and that water is vortexed like it is in a spring, in a natural spring, these incredible microscopic structures form. And these incredible microscopic structures are very conducive to life. This is why spring water is such a wonderful form of water to drink, right from the spring. And conversely, it's why tap water is such a horrible water to drink. It's completely lost its structure. From a biological point of view, magnetism, vortexes, movement, flow, electricity, all of these allow water to structure. Conversely, when water is processed, when it's poisoned, when it's contaminated, when it's exposed to heavy metals and fluoride and chlorine and processed through municipal processing plants and exposed to these unnatural conditions that we subject our water to in industry and agriculture and water treatment plants, it becomes destructured, chaotic, a big old mess. And that's the kind of water most of us are drinking. When water is structured, it's in a form. It's in formation. Structured water is information. The water most of us are drinking is chaos. It's noise. And this lack of intake of structured water accounts for many, if not all, of our chronic health disease challenges as well as our accelerated aging. All right, I got more to say on this tomorrow as we continue on the bright side. Karen Tallery, Lane Lyerly, coming up next.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News. The former CEO for the failed FTX cryptocurrency exchange tweeted that he was willing to testify before Congress, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he wouldn't be as helpful as he would like to be. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside of the margin needed to trigger a recount. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state's Supreme Court that indictments from a one-person grand jury are invalid. It took two overtime periods for Army to defeat Navy in college football, 20-17, the game held in Philadelphia for the 90th time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekend evenings, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BrightSideBen.com. You'll find a search box that you can use to review subjects or share subject matter with friends or loved ones. We've got 12 years of archived information, all singular and unique to the Bright Side. It's not cut and paste off the internet. It's all based on my personal clinical, academic research, and intuitive experiences. You can also find the Longevity products as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. We can help you build your business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great business opportunity. If you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. Click the Join the Team link at BrightSideBen.com. You can also go to my blog, PharmacistBen.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all up at CriticalHealthNews.com. Or if you prefer to speak to a real-life human being, you can call 866-735-2470. Ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team. You can purchase your longevity products as well by calling 866-735-2470. Also, I want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy, for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring, dealing with acne or hyperpigmentation or melasma, rosacea, or just for treating ordinary dry skin. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, ionic plant-derived minerals, fat-soluble vitamin C in super high concentrations, retinol, as well as alpha-hydroxy acids and hyaluronic acids. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, all 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com. Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. I guess one of our two guests couldn't make it, so we're going to speak to, I believe, Elaine Lyerly, who is the CEO of a brand marketing public relations firm, and she is also going to talk to us about outrageous things men say to women in the workplace. Please welcome to The Bright Side, I believe, Elaine Lyerly. Is that you, Elaine?
Yes, it is. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hi, Elaine. Nice to talk to you. I'm sorry Karen couldn't join us. And,
me too.
I was telling our listeners that, you know, we have a health program, a nutritional program, but I like talking about all kinds of interesting things. And your topic, it just caught my attention. Outrageous things men say to women in the workplace. I'm a 62-year-old man, going on 63,
yeah.
And I remember when I didn't have to worry so much about what I said in the workplace. But things are a little different now, so I imagine you have you're in a male-dominated industry. So I imagine you have a lot of interesting stories to tell about outrageous things men say to women in the workplace. Before you get into that, what do you want men to know about how to communicate effectively to women and how not to communicate to women?
Well, that's a really great question. I think it's really important for men to really think about how they deal with women and address women, particularly in the workplace. That's really where my partner with Outrageous Things Men Say and I have spent our careers in industries where, you know, we're dealing with men, sometimes in male-dominated industries. And I think a lot of times men don't understand how they come across. Sometimes they do. But over the years, I think women have just coped with things that men have said. And a lot of times it's because of fear of losing a job or being speechless, not knowing what to say.
The most interesting book I ever read, the most important book, I think, or one of the most important books I ever read was, I read it when I was 40 years old, and I wish I read it earlier. It was Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus. Did you ever read that book?
Yes, and I sure did.
And that's when it first dawned on me that men and women communicate differently. And how what men think is normal communication, women don't, and vice versa, for that matter. So what you're talking about, men and women communicating in the workplace, that's true about men and women communicating in all places. Even in relationships, don't you think?
Yes, I sure do.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things I think so interesting is if a man's in his car driving, decides he wants a cup of coffee, he'll pull over in a coffee shop, grab coffee, and leave. A woman typically will go in, and she might be in line, and she's like, oh, they have Danish. I think I'll get some of those and take into the office today and share with my coworkers. Oh, and by the way, they've got salads too. I think I'll get one of those because I need to make doctor's appointments for my kids while I eat lunch and so forth. So women just think differently and multitask differently.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a real telling example about how we do things.
Do you think that our lack of understanding as men and women of that we have different ways of communicating accounts for a lot of the turmoil between the genders?
You know, I think so. And I do think that there is a lot of harassment in the marketplace, especially the workplace, and a lot of verbal harassment. You know, our topic really is about appropriate things men say to women. And one of the things that a survey revealed a couple years ago is that 81% of women experience some form of sexual harassment in their lifetime, and 77% of them said verbal harassment was the most common. So that's a really high,
huge
percentage.
I think that number is because men don't realize they're being harassing. They're being interpreted mm-hmm. in a harassing way. But a man could say something like, that's a nice dress, and that could be interpreted as harassment, couldn't it?
Well, I guess it could. You know, the rules sort of evolve over time. And I think that is a very, it could be, but usually things are a lot more blatant.
More blatant than that. Yeah.
Yes.
But if a mm-hmm. superior said to a woman who, you know, like a boss or something, said to a woman, boy, your hair looks really nice today. That would be a violation, wouldn't it?
It could be. Yes.
But when you think
commenting on her personal appearance.
Mm-hmm. Right. But me and you just talking right now, doesn't that seem extreme?
I think it does. You know, I was talking to a gentleman who had his own business for many years. He's an older man. And we were having lunch one day, and he said, you know, I used to tell women, I thought I was giving them a compliment when they came in, and I would say, oh, you have nice breasts.
Oh, no.
That
you can't.
Definitely crosses the line.
No, that won't work. No, that's obvious. That won't work. No, you don't want to say anything about their anything sexual. But even something as benign as that's a nice haircut, you know, or something along those lines, or wow, that dress looks good on you. Something like that, that you and I would say, that in our world today is considered harassment, and that accounts for a lot of confusion and a lot of men not knowing what to do, a lot of kind of not understanding. And what is, mm-hmm. does that have to do with, is that extreme wokeness, or is that built into our genders that men are going to say things naturally like that women are going to hear offensively? And hang on to that thought, because or answer that when we come back from our break. We got to take a quick commercial, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, uh-huh. Karen Teller's with us. Outrageous things men say to women in the workplace. More with, I'm sorry, Elaine Lyerly, not Karen Teller. More with Elaine Lyerly on the Bright Side right after this break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Elaine Lyerly about outrageous things men say to women. So is this a hardwired problem? Elaine, are we just doomed, or how does it work? How do we know what to do?
We all can learn from each other. The real key is we have to speak up. I think one of the things that women can do a better job is speaking up when inappropriate things happen to them. And, you know, you were talking about if somebody, a man compliments a woman on her hair, her looks, her dress. One of the things that I think is important is that women have been objectified, you know, for so many years, and it's about their looks.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, a lot of women we've talked to that have stories to share with us, so many of them have had situations where their bosses have told them they needed to smile more.
Oh, yeah.
We have never heard a man in a business being told that by his boss to smile more. So I think there are these women get objectified by serving certain roles. And I think that's where you get in trouble when you're complimenting on those things that sort of put women in places of objectivity.
What makes it more complex is women do highlight those things about themselves, and they kind of make it easy to comment on them because they do wear makeup. Men don't wear makeup. Women wear makeup. Men don't, you know, fix their hair as much, anyway, as women. You know, women are more concentrating on their appearance. So it lends itself to that, and you have to kind of know, you have to not acknowledge it, even though they're asking to be acknowledged, don't you think? Or maybe they're not. Is it just it's me as a man saying that they're asking to be acknowledged?
I think that's you as a man.
Okay.
You
know, okay, fair enough.
If you think about boys and girls, we tend to say to a young child, oh, how was that soccer game today? And how did you play? And what often is said to little girls is, oh, you look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these things start at a very young age, and awareness really is the key to really opening our minds and being more conscious about how we talk.
Okay, so one of the things you discuss or you have in your sheet here is this concept you call feminine energy. Can you talk a little bit about what feminine energy is and a little bit about the power of feminine energy? Feminine energy.
Yeah. So one of the things that gets researched a lot today is statistics about women. And over 51% of the nation's wealth holders are women. These women have a combined net worth of over $22 trillion. And if you think about it, women either control or influence about 85% of purchases. That is huge buying power. If you think about healthcare decisions, food, home buying, clothing, education for themselves, for their families, for their kids, vacation planning. I mean, women are at the heart of all of that. And 85%, a lot of surveys show that that's a pretty conservative number. You know, we really own brands, but we don't act like we do. And so if you look further out, women typically live longer than men do. You know, it could be 3 to 7 years longer. So that means that we will inherit about 85 to 95% of the nation's wealth. Mm. So we have a lot of power and control. I think we just don't act like we do. And I think that over time, that energy that women bring to the table will be more recognized. And women also define power differently. With women, it's power with instead of power over. And, you know, traditional male business models have been power over. And women just do things differently. It shows up in the workplace and how, you know, they live their lives and manage their households, et cetera. So there's a lot of energy that women bring to the table.
So tell the truth now, Elaine. Mm-hmm. Honor system here. Do you feel sorry for men?
Do I feel sorry for them?
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
No?
Do you feel sorry for men?
No, because men are so oblivious to everything you're talking about. I mean, you actually have to go out and teach these things. You actually have to talk to men about these things. They wouldn't know it intuitively. They wouldn't know intuitively not to say something about a woman's hair. They wouldn't know intuitively that there's this thing called feminine energy. You have to actually go out and tell people. You actually have to go out and teach men about that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons we're doing this.
So you have a branding company, right? And you actually, so you're using these ideas to communicate to women or to teach men how to communicate to women? How are you using these ideas in your branding business?
Well, one of the things we do is sometimes we'll talk about business to women communication. Because a lot of times in advertising and communication, everything is really geared toward a male audience. And oftentimes women are left on the sidelines when they're the ones that are making the decision. And so what we do is we make sure we incorporate and understand the audiences that we're appealing to so that we can shape the information to appeal to the audience. And many times that's women. So that's how we're conscious of that in the work that we do. From a business point of view,
I've noticed a lot of commercials are like dumb man commercials, where the man is really stupid and the woman's really smart. Is that some advertising agency appealing to women? Insurance commercials.
Question.
You know the kind of commercial I'm talking about, where the man's really stupid and does stupid things, and the woman is like,
right?
You know, and I always thought that's like some marketing agency saying we have women consumers here. We got to talk to the women.
I do think that they're targeting women. So how does that make you feel as a guy when you see those?
It makes me feel really, it doesn't make me feel stupid or anything, but it makes me feel like there's pandering going on. You know what I'm saying? But they're like kind of pandering to women by making men look stupid. Although men do a lot of stupid things as men, literally. Separate from the human things stupid do, the stupid things humans do, men do their own men stupid things more than women do. You know, and the stupid things women do are when they're acting like men. There's kind of a blockheadedness about the masculine side. Like you were talking about the power of femininity. There's kind of a blockheadedness. Mm-hmm. There's a density to the masculine side sometimes. And that's why I asked you, I was kind of teasing, but kind of do women sort of feel sorry for men because they're so oblivious and blockheaded? You know, little girls learn more words. Their language centers are developed much more, with much more facility at an earlier age. Did you know this? Little girls as opposed to little boys?
Yes, I have read that.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're better able to communicate. So their skills, their interpersonal skills, are much more sophisticated than male interpersonal skills. Like if the mm-hmm. world was run by women, there probably wouldn't be as many wars.
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, what mother wants to send their child into war?
Yeah, and a lot of wars are... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and you see that, too, with the war that's going on now that's so highly publicized.
Yeah.
And
women are up in arms, and it may be women that stop it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And mothers against drunk driving, that kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of political power that women, like, you don't want to make women mad.
You're a smart man.
Right? You know, there's something about, like, keeping a woman not mad that makes things go in life, like, much more smoothly. Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
Like that kind of attitude. Well, that's super cool. So real quick, three types of men and how to identify them.
Yeah, so there are lots of different types of men, but the ones that we've identified in the workplace, there's the Boys Club, and this is the group that really they kind of have the patriarchal inheritance, and they have a male entitlement mentality, and there are certain places that they think women should be and men should be.
You guys, do the other two real quick because we're running out of time, but I want to hear what these other two are.
Okay, great. The others are great guys and allies, and those are ones that really help women, and they promote women. They have daughters. They want their daughters to succeed. So that's the other. And then the pretenders, and they're the toughest to deal with. They, on the outside, they look like they're supporters of women, but they're not really.
Thank you so much, Elaine Lyerly. Outrageous things men say to women in the workplace. Hey, can you hang on the line, Elaine? Do you mind hanging on the line real quick? Thank you so much. Elaine Lyerly, Outrageous Things Men Say to Women in the Workplace. And thanks so much for listening to Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We'll continue talking about structured water, biological significance, and how you can actually improve structuring of water in your body.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.